The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says that its aid operation is currently focused on the north. While many of the displaced have found temporary shelter, including with family and friends, an increasing number of people are seeking shelter in camps that are either in the process of being opened or are only in the planning stages. 100,000 refugees from Syria are currently in Iraq. Adrian Edwards, spokesperson for UNHCR, says that the agency is concerned about the safety of Syrian refugees at the Al-Khem camp in the west of the country.
Al-Khem, which is also known as Al-Obeidi, lies in Iraq's Anbar province, about 25 kilometres from the Syria border. 1,500 Syrian refugees are housed there in tents. A further 3,500 live outside the camp. Last night there were military clashes around one of the camp areas, causing panic among the refugee population. We've been in touch with our colleagues this morning. You say the situation has calmed.
So far, UNHCR has distributed tents, mattresses, blankets, water containers and hygiene kits, kitchen sets and stoves to around 14,000 people who are sheltering in transit camps and urban locations. Meanwhile, the World Food Programme, or WFP, says that it is scaling up its operations and response plan for Iraq. At the moment, WFP is targeting 43,500 people who have been newly displaced. Elizabeth Beers, spokesperson for WFP, says that the relief operation is beset with challenges.
WFP has a concern in the Kurdish region of Iraq of a fuel shortage and also increased food prices. Long queues have been reported, and if there is a fuel shortage, this may affect WFP operation. Our logistic cluster is looking at the possibility of procuring fuel from outside of Iraq.
One recurring problem facing the humanitarian community is reaching internally displaced people who are constantly on the move, often in insecure areas. The safety of staff and access to the most difficult areas is also a major challenge. Nikki Chadwick, United Nations, Geneva.